exists all around us. Phenomena that we can't explain. Voices that reach out from the darkness. Events you have to experience to believe. Learn more about the world of the paranormal at the Supernatural Summit, April 13th through the 15th in Batavia, New York. Over 30 workshops from paranormal experts, a trade show, and psychic fair, plus much more. For more information, go to SupernaturalSummit.com or call 585-399-7765. SupernaturalSummit.com.
Thank you. Hi, it's Zach again from Paratalkradio.com, here to tell you about Six Graphics. Six does some of the best graphics for the internet. Paratalk uses her graphics, and you should too. She makes everything you could want for your page, signs, banners, avatars, anything. Check out her new site at sixgraphics.com. That's SIXGraphics.com. Six Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
I was on the radio this week.
You were?
I heard.
Quick funny story. Quick funny story. We didn't get our usual half an hour this week to banter about what we did over the last week or whatever. I was driving home from work on Thursday, and I'm listening to a really cool radio show, and I'm going to pimp them because I can.
Yeah.
We can do that if we want to here. Dominski and Doyle here on 97.1 WKRK, Free Talk. That's here in Detroit, actually. But you can go to, I think it's a, if you type in WKRK in Google, it'll take you right to the first link will be their website. They have a show called Dominski and Doyle. Really cool couple of guys who have been broadcasting here for about 7 or 8 years now, and they do an afternoon drive show, and I always like to listen to them on the way home. And I was listening to their show, and they were talking. Actually, the first thing that popped out was, "Oh my God, we have to go looking for this ghost too." I think Anna Nicole Smith passed away. I'll pass on that ghost hunt.
I saw approximately 487 hours over 2 days of.
I know, and yeah,
I didn't watch
you know what?
One
I want
second
you,
of it.
I'm going to take away that last strike for you for even saying that. So I apologize about mentioning that.
Thank you.
That was
you.
A stupid thing for you to do. So you can,
I, my board is
fact,
clean.
No, why don't you punch me or something?
No,
because that was dumb.
Can I?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, hit me.
She will.
Anywhere?
Hit me. Anywhere you want, go ahead and correct me. Just lay me out. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. Oh, yeah. I'll do it later.
You wuss out like you.
But that's all right.
See, I don't want everyone to hear you cry.
And I just happened to hear him say this on the end of the at the end before they went to break. They're like, "Hey, we got a brand new Wii here. You know that Wii thing that you beat it?
It's a console.
You break stuff with or whatever. They're like, "We got a brand new Wii here in the studio. Come on down to the studio and play the Wii." And I'm like,
okay.
I was only about 5 miles away from there, actually, from where I was at. So I'm like, I'll go play with the Wii. So I rerouted myself, and I shot over to WKRK Studios over in, it's actually in Southfield, Michigan here. And I walked in, I'm like, I want to play the Wii. They're like, okay, sign your life away here. I'm like, okay, cool. So I signed my life away. And I walked in there, and I got to meet Dominski and Doyle for the first time, a couple of really nice guys, really, really nice guys. And they're like, "Here to play the Wii, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I want to play the Wii." So they're like, "Okay, here," you know, I took my jacket off, and we started talking. They're like, "Okay, you know, what's your name?" I'm like, "Well, I'm Scott L." They're like, "Okay, hey, well, Scott." Okay, that didn't work out too well. They're like, "What do you do during the day?" They're like, "What do you do during the day?" I'm like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm a farmer during the day. I work on the farm." And they're like, "Oh, what do you?" And I go, "At nighttime, I kind of do radio also." They're like, "Oh, really?" And I, you know. Let's be honest, what the real reason I went down there. Okay. I
didn't play the Wii.
To play the Wii, right? So I'm like, they're like, "Oh, you're in radio too." I'm like, they're like, "Oh, well, what do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, well, I do a paranormal talk show." "Oh, you're one of them people, huh?"
Yep.
And they talk about James Randi, and then they're like, "Well, okay, what's the URL?" I'm like, "Okay." It's like, so I wanted to thank those guys. I told them to listen to the show. They're probably not listening to the show. But if they are, I wanted to thank Dominski and Doyle for being so nice to me and letting us pimp our show on their show. That was really cool.
And also, you did get to play the Wii.
I did play the Wii, and I sucked at it, too. I was miserable.
Imagine that.
It was obviously made for the teenage stuff.
I was horrible. I broke a sweat. I was playing bowling, and I broke a sweat.
Wow.
How out of shape I am. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I wanted to thank those guys. It was really cool, and it was fun. And I actually got a couple of emails from people going, "Hey, dude, I listen to Ghostly Talk all the time, and I'm listening to Dominski and Doyle today. And guess who I hear on the air over there? How do you do it? How do you make this stuff happen?" It was a lot of fun, though. I wanted to mention that. Without further ado, though, I have to say, because she's been waiting ever so patiently for the last, like, how long was that? Little story, like 4 hours.
11 minutes.
Too long.
Well, not 11 minutes. We had the break. We were on break for like 7 hours.
All right.
Heidi, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
It is so good to hear your voice, Heidi, because it's been way too long.
Actually, May of 2006.
That's insane. I still say to everybody who talks about anybody who says anything about UFOs, immediately I talk about you. Mm. And then I also say that I think you're the hardest working woman in the paranormal field. And they're like, we think that's quite true. So so you are. You really do. You are into so many things, and it's awesome to get a chance to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Heidi.
Oh, you guys are like family now. I mean, I've been on your show so many times, but gosh, it has been a long time. I feel a little neglected now when I think of it.
That's Scott's fault.
Well, we've been here, but we've also been doing
everywhere. We've been all over the place.
Yeah, we've been doing the conference circuit and haunted conferences about ghosts and paranormal stuff, and not so much UFOs, but although we do have our green alien family now. We have these blow-up green alien dolls.
They just seem to travel with us everywhere
we go. Who travel with us everywhere we go. And they get a lot of attention. Yeah. They do. But
you guys have been keeping busy then, huh?
Yeah, we've been going to all these conferences and everything.
It's been a fun year and a half. Yeah, it's been a fun year and a half actually getting out there and seeing people and stuff like that. You've been working on some things, though, too. And I know we were going to discuss a few of these things tonight. Namely, was some new. There's been some new reports on the Hat Man. Am I correct?
And this is really interesting, Heidi, because this is a topic that comes up recurringly on the Ghostly Talk message board
all the time.
Is the Hat Figure Shadow Man? Tell us about the Hat Figure Shadow Man and what you're seeing recently.
You know, it's pretty bizarre to have like actually coined a name for some kind of creature. That just blows my mind. I was just like, I had no idea what to call him, but the freaking Hat Man. I'm like, and people are actually, you know, still using that name, and I'm like, oh, cool, this is neat.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. The Hat Man comes up on the Ghostly Talk message board.
Oh, he does a lot.
We talk about ghosts and stuff, and then we talk about the Hat Man.
The Hat Man pops up all
you know,
the time.
It's amazing how it does recur. It recurs a lot.
Right. It's probably now turning to be the number one thing that I get emails about and stories that get shared with me. And it's sad, it's spooky, it's exciting, and it's weird all at the same time, you know. And it's like, I'm still, you know, kind of collecting the stories, trying to piece it together, trying to see, you know, what's the common thread going on here. And it's truly a mystery that I'm really enjoying to look into. And but the stories are so varied. But I guess I should tell a little bit more, I mean, for people that have not heard what the Hat Man is.
Please, that'd be great, yeah.
He's a man that people often describe as being very pasty white, sometimes having a goatee, very tall, very slender, with a flat-brimmed type hat. Some people call it a fedora or a gaucho hat, with a three-piece suit and, like, a cape on. Sometimes they even see a watch, with a chain put on his waist, and with the white shirt and everything. And some people that have seen his eyes have reported them to either be glowing red or solid black eyes, or some people don't even get the opportunity to see his eyes. And he's just popping up all over the world. The stories are just mind-blowing what are coming in, and it's always... You know, I never thought that anybody had ever seen him before, but my God, when I saw the drawing on your website, I almost fell off my chair. You know, I always get these emails, and I'm like, gosh, you know, it's very interesting. But I have an email here, actually, with a good description for someone that actually seen him.
And let's hear it. Yeah,
he
if you
says,
want.
Yeah, I can read this off. He
cool.
goes, I stopped by your site just for kicks, search on mythical creatures like Bigfoot and mermaids, and it led me to your website. I was surprised to come across a thread on shadow people. I've actually seen these things, whatever they are. I just thought I was a bit nuts. I didn't know other people saw them, too. At any rate, on your Hat Man page, you asked the descriptions of him and what he looks like or seems to want. I only saw him once. I was staying over at a friend's house when I was very young. It was shortly before my friend's mom was diagnosed with cancer. The cancer ended up being terminal. I don't know whether or not that is important, but I figured I'd give you the detail. My friend and I were trying to sleep on the pull-out couch, but her dog, which was outside in the yard, kept barking and keeping us awake. I looked over and I saw a man standing over me. His arms were crossed. He stood very still. He just stared. He was not overly thin, but he wasn't fat either. He was just a man. He seemed shadowy, but solid. I remember that the moonlight reflected off his face. He had prominent cheekbones. I think he may have had facial hair, but it wasn't a full beard. He didn't seem to have any discernible skin tone. His eyes seemed colorless as well. But I am colorblind, so colors aren't my strong suit. Please allow me to explain colorless. Most people are some shade of brown, da 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 da. They kept going on to this. But this man didn't have any shade of color. This man was not brown. If I had to pick a color, I would call him gray. But I really don't think color is a property that he had. He did have clothing. The only article of clothing I noticed was his headgear, which was flat with pointy projections on each side. It could have been a fedora point. But I thought they'd look more like the horns on a Viking hat or something. In fact, his stern glare and strong stance kind of made me take him for a warrior of some kind, hence the Viking image. Whatever he wasn't human. After what seemed like a long time of us just staring at each other, I turned to wake my friend. She awoke. When I turned back, he was gone, which is always typical of these stories. But that's a typical description that I get from people. It was just his dead stare and the way he just kind of hauntingly glares at them without making much of a move or a remark. But there are other stories out there that actually I should have picked up one of those. I didn't grab that one off my lovely list, but some of the discussions that some people have had with this hat man is very brief, very threatening, but nothing that gives much information.
Discussions. We're talking discussions.
People at, like, said, "Hey, what do you want? Any answers?"
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yo.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do have one story that I pulled here of someone that had a séance with one.
Wow.
Because they were constantly being harassed by this guy, I guess you could say. So I could share this story as well. This one's really bizarre. It says, "I've had regular visitations from the Hat Man for over a decade, and I just did a seance last night in which he made contact with us. He used to come in my dreams as a child and now comes when I'm awake. He told us that he comes to get energy from me, that I'm a renewable source of what he needs for some kind of existence. The medium could make out what he was saying entirely, and that I'm not the only one that he visits for this. The energy he is looking for is fairly rare in this day and age, and my medium friend figures him to be at least a couple hundred years old, but no more than 500. I should say that he didn't openly explain these things. He was very hostile with my medium friend, telling him that he wasn't going to tell him anything. He didn't want to, that I should already know this stuff. He confirmed some suspicions I had and would explain some things, although he still concerned my friend as nothing but a tool to talk to me throughout. He's definitely a dark being, though, and explained that he doesn't intentionally mean to scare me or put me into a state of shock when he shows up. His energy is horrific and strong, but rather it's just my reaction to his presence. Basically, and I don't understand what the problem is, you know what I want, what I need, why won't you give it to me, why are you making this hard, came up. He's also stated that he has no intentions to cause me any lasting harm, that I'm a renewable source, it'd be against his interest, but he'd use force to get what he wants if he needs to. After the seance, I took my medium friend to your website and showed him the Hat Man page, and he agreed 100% with what you had, save for that mine didn't have facial hair, and he didn't see a pocket watch." So it's interesting. Once again, it's like sometimes people report feeling as if this thing has come to take something from them. Excuse me. They don't know if it's like an energy source or what is it. But oftentimes when people, once again, very similar to like the shadow people, the, their fear leaves them, these things will leave as well. So it's pretty bizarre. But what really disturbs me is that more often than not, people have seen this guy when they were very young, usually starting around the age of 5 or 6 years old. So that's disturbing. And I've had people write me saying, you know, my kids talking to me about having seen this man with this black suit walking through the house. You know, what do? I saw this on your website, and they really freak out, you know, after they heard that. It's like, oh, my God, you know, I just I'm trying not to freak people up, but to more inform them, you know. It's like, what's that?
Well, yeah, I mean, so far, these hat people, what, first of all, I don't think it's very nice of them or very probably fair of them to be using anybody for anything. But,
right.
But you know, I mean, if it's nature, if it's the, you know, law of the universe that they've got to latch onto someone or some, or, you know, some people who are compatible with them and to use them in order to survive, well, maybe there could be some kind of symbiotic relationship going on there. But what I'm wondering is, has there ever been a report of a hat man harming anybody in either, you know, unintentionally or intentionally?
Yeah, I've had reports come to me where, like, he's choked people. I had one guy who said that he woke up, thought that it was an intruder, and he punched this hat man, and he literally flew across the room and, you know, landed on the floor, so...
Wow. Whacking out the hat man. I like that.
Yeah.
Baseball bat to the head.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking about actually was, I mean, and I watch a little bit of Discovery here and there in the Animal Planet, like I said before. And one of the things I've noticed is like a lot of deep sea creatures, for example. A lot of the smaller creatures, and I don't really know any names offhand, but a lot of them are parasites of some sorts, right?
Right.
And a lot of them latch on to other creatures for energy, for food, for nourishment, and things like that. Now, aside from the fact that a lot of these are like fish, so they don't have arms and stuff like that, so they can't brush something off of them, right? These animals do live together. They are parasites of a sort, but they don't kill the other animal for their energy. They are just more or less taking a little bit that they need to live on because they're a much smaller organism. Now, we're talking about the Hat Man here and this explanation you've gotten where he is taking a renewable source where, it, you know, like, you know, you give blood, right? You get more blood back. You create more blood in your body naturally. You're a little goofy for a couple of days, but after that, you're okay again, right? It's a renewable source.
But usually there's a symbiotic relationship. So usually the both creatures will get something out of it. Isn't there something about, is there like a shark or a whale or something that hangs around? I think it's a shark. There's a shark that hangs around and there's these little tiny fish. They're not really tiny. They're probably the size of a hand or an arm, but they go on and they like, you know, clean the shark or whatever. They keep
it clean. And they use the shark. They're cleaning the shark and the shark's all happy about that. But they're also getting nutrition out of that. They're getting nourishment out of that.
Right.
I think you're onto something. I think that this hat man could possibly be what's able to clear out some people's colon on a regular basis. I'm just kidding, you guys.
I was like, well, thank you, Dr. Hollis. I appreciate that.
The healing properties of a hat man are renowned.
Those people are crapping their pants when they see him. You know, I don't see the benefit of seeing him.
Well, I don't either. I don't either.
The new hat man enema.
Right.
That was gross.
Try hat man brand magic fluid. Woohoo. No, the
little dab will do.
Oh my God.
See what you started? You see what you started, Heidi? This is, you see what you started here now?
Heidi, blame Scott.
But that's what I was thinking is I was thinking that maybe there is a symbiotic relationship. We don't know what the humans are getting out of it, though, other than frightened.
Well, that's the problem. Maybe we could reach some agreement here with the Hat Man, the people that are involved. I mean, I have never seen a Hat Man.
We'll have a Hat Man summit.
Hat Man convention next year sponsored by Ghostly Talk. They'll show up, and we'll talk this thing over and work it out.
And we'll make a contract with the Hat People.
Well, no, but in all seriousness, no, I mean, they're... I'm wondering, there was a way of communicating with this thing, obviously. This person emailed you and said, hey, look, we had a seance with this hat man. We talked to the hat man. He told us what he wanted. Why can't we talk with him back and say, hey, look, you know, maybe we can work something out here.
Yeah, you're scaring us. Leave us alone. But the thing is we've got over the centuries, Heidi, we've come up with this idea that we can get rid of ghosts through, you know, different rituals or just demanding that they leave. We can get rid of demons by either, you know, demanding that they leave or having an actual, you know, ancient sacred rite, you know, of exorcism.
Yeah, yeah.
We can get rid of all these things. But we really know little to nothing about the Hat Man. Like, we wouldn't know how to get rid of him. Like, I'm sure these people have said, leave me alone, get out of my house. They've demanded it, and it still happens.
It still happens.
So yeah. What I'm wondering is, you know, what category, where does this creature, this thing fall into? Why can it, why is it permitted to hang around? By even the laws of the universe, the laws of physics, the laws of that we don't understand. I don't mean like, you know,
right.
The laws of physics, like,
right.
You know, motion and
exactly.
But I mean by the universal laws that we just really don't know. Why is it allowed to be here and do these things and scare people? There's got to be something about it, and there's also got. I would hope that, you know, because nature is a lot of give and take,
yeah.
There should also be some way to defeat it or get rid of it.
Kick its butt.
Right. Without, well, and maybe it's a baseball bat. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
He punches
well,
it in the gut. And
he's physical. I mean, from that
right.
story you told us, Heidi, he's physical. You hit him, he goes down. He's fleshy.
He's physical.
Yeah.
But he can also disappear just like that without leaving. So he's got some kind of property of a ghost or a
some
you know,
type
of
supernatural property.
So
yeah.
So I'm wondering if
so
this thing
what
has
that?
A weakness.
What was that, Heidi?
I was just going to say, you know what's interesting, though? Some people that have confronted him, instead of him just vanishing like a ghost would on some occasions, he'll kind of back into the corner as if hoping that you'll overlook him, you know, because he's usually seen at night. And just kind of cower in the corner and hope that he kind of blends in with the shadows in the room. But they could see him still, and, you know, and it takes a while for him to finally fade out. Like, I don't know if his little cloaking device doesn't work quickly all the time, but it's interesting, though. Some of the common threads that I've found as far as him showing up to people, like I was saying before, he's showing up mainly to young kids. Are they more vulnerable? You know, what is the connection there? I'm not exactly sure.
Look what happened when he walked in that guy's house. He got hit with a baseball bat.
Yeah, he wants to leave the adults alone.
I think the adults are a little harder to deal with than the kids are. I mean,
well,
there's
that, and also the theory that kids, you know, have a more, you know, more energies, that they don't have the walls blocked up. And
oh, yeah,
I mean, that's the whole poltergeist theory.
They're much more open.
You know, they're
on.
More open. They don't have the walls built up in their mind to, you know, deny any of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. No filters. Heidi, let's take a quick break here. We're talking about the Hat Man with Heidi Hallis. We haven't done this in a while.
I can't believe how much this is fascinating me. I'm just really into it. So.
Well, you know, you hear things come go by you. Amber and I have talked about seeing things around here at the winery. I mean, of all places, right, where we broadcast this show from. And Amber said, like, I was laying on your bed, Scott, and I just saw something kind of like just go by outside the door. And I didn't know how to explain. I mean, who knows what that may be?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of explanations. Let's take a quick break, though. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hi, this is psychic medium CJ Sellers of the Carrie Stone and CJ Sellers Show. You can visit us at www.sellers2bros2.com.
Your tale of wrath. You claim that's not your fault, but you don't see. things in this world that you wouldn't believe unless you've seen it for yourself. You've seen the paranormal on TV and always wondered, is it real? 2007 is your chance to find out. Parapalooza, the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, John Zappas, Ron Milioni, Keith Dane, Bigfoot Hunter, Tom Bascari, Ghost Hunter, Brian Hanwar, John Hutchinson, Ghostly Talk, Chaser, Paratalk, the Booth Brothers, all the top names in the paranormal field, and most importantly, you. Extreme paranormal adventures,
ghost investigations, cryptozoology, UFOs. Don't miss Parapalooza. Get off the couch and take the adventure of a lifetime. It's your ticket to Parapalooza.com.
Another note of interest here. This will probably be our last ghostly talk broadcasting from this area of the haunted winery.
That's true. We're moving into our
new
we'll
studio.
Be into the lovely colored studio.
You're getting now. You're getting punched after this show.
Yeah. Bring it, baby. Bring
you're getting
it.
Punched after that. We finished. We did finish up the studio. Actually, let me kill Bonnie's mic here. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, because I can't figure out how to turn it back
oh,
on.
Oh, but I control the board.
Oh,
somebody can't be heard now. Oh, imagine that.
I can scream loud enough. They'll hear me anyway.
We did finish the studio.
Yeah.
Ready to go. We just had to. Yeah. We actually like ordered new furniture.
Yes.
This is going to be like the way chic, swanky, paranormal internet / whatever talk show.
It's on a truck. It's in Panama City somewhere.
Yeah,
it's
being
way.
Built by little boys.
Yeah.
out of matchsticks.
Out of matchsticks.
Every stick,
yeah.
Every little piece of furniture is going to be built out of matchsticks. No, we ordered this really nice stuff, so we're waiting for the rest of that. And hopefully once we move everything, well, it's not that far of a move. We're just moving from one room to another.
15 feet.
It's exciting, though, because I'm going to start getting pictures up on the website and stuff like that
cool.
of kind of like our progression. Hopefully we don't have too many hiccups doing this. It's another
right.
change in growth for the show. It is progression for us. So hopefully, you know, we've known in the past when we've made changes like this, all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
so,
that may happen again. But
yeah, hopefully
it
don't happen. But that's another thing I was really interested
in. One constant in Ghostly Talk is that the music that you hear in the break
oh, yeah.
is all independent music. Independent music, support independent music, please. Listen to the breaks. I mean,
yeah.
they're... The music is
we don't
done
play lame breaks about like toothpaste and stuff like that.
Right.
I like to think that we, you know, even though the only reason we take commercial like breaks on the show is because they're breaks for us. Because
right, they
know,
really are breaks. For
when
us.
We moved to a
yeah.
3-hour format, we found yeah. that our voices are kind of, especially mine, it takes quite a beating after like talking for 3 hours. So it's nice to take a little break and chill out for a couple minutes. So we've tried to like take that time that we are not here talking about this wonderfully amazing stuff that we talk about, and give you guys like some good music to listen. To and also some killer information from our friends who are out there doing work too.
Right.
And we tell anybody if you have an event going on, if you have another radio show, same thing as the banner thing I mentioned earlier. If you have an audio commercial, send it over to us. We would love to put it in.
We'll mix it
sequence.
Into the break.
Please do that. But in the meantime, while you're working on those commercials and stuff like that, we're going to still do this show. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doc.
And I'm Bonnie.
Oh, your mic's back on. Damn it. Heidi is still on the phone with us. We were talking about the Hat Man before we went to break. And we really got deep into that, too.
We did. We really did. And I think it's really good. I think we got to talk about some theories, some went a little further than others, but it's great stuff. It's stuff that people should be sitting around at parties talking about and calling each other on the phone and saying, so what's up with this Hat Man guy? You know, I mean, people should start talking about this, recognizing it as a situation and trying to deal with it and figure out what's going on. And I know Heidi's got a head, you know, a big head start on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she gets all these stories, you know,
exactly.
Just from having that picture, which, by the way, is amazing.
Yeah, it's funny because I hadn't heard of this or from anyone, you know, prior to putting that on the site. It's just kind of snowballed ever since. At first I did Coast to Coast, and I went in your guys' show talking about the Hat Man, and ever since, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. I think, honestly, I'm like the only person, researcher out there that's collecting all these stories that launched this, look into this stuff. It's really wild. It's really bizarre, but it's kind of cool though too. It's like I'm getting stuff that I don't think people have ever heard of in regards to this guy. Even one of the strangest. What's that?
No, go ahead. Sorry, Heidi. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say one of the most peculiar ones I got more recently was a guy that had an out of body experience with a Hat Man.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
and
he may exist in different...
Well, it sounds like this creature, whatever it may be, like we said before we went to break, I mean, he's obviously from some of the accounts that you read tonight on the show, Heidi, he's a physical being.
Yeah.
He's physical. He's dense. He's solid. But he does have these supernatural characteristics, too, like we were saying, where he just kind of like will just disappear. He'll dematerialize and just be gone. You'll turn your head and he'll
time, but he does.
He'll be gone. He'll be gone quicker than you and I can move, Doug. Like, you know, here
sometimes.
I am, and now I'm trying to move away as fast as I can, but my pants keep falling down, so I have to pull them. So I'm slowed down a little bit, right? But no, I mean, he's quick. He has these supernatural capabilities. He also sucks energy somehow. Another supernatural type thing. I mean, in a roundabout sort of way. And now people, you mentioned a story about him being in someone's astral, did you say, out-of-body experience. So there's a supernatural element that the Hat Man encompasses. I still keep saying he looks like Zorro, for God's sakes. Every description I hear, I'm like, okay, you just described Zorro to me. Or
Indigo Montoya.
The spy versus spy guys also. That they're kind of similar to that. And I'm not saying that as a joke, I'm saying that's kind of an idea of what they look like. You can kind of get an idea from that.
That's the one I saw.
I don't even know if this is a question we can answer, Heidi, but I've seen that we've dug into this as deep as we have. What do we think he is? I mean, what is this thing? What the hell is it?
What a good question,
I mean, is it an alien? Is it some type of cryptid? Is it a spirit? Is it some type of spirit? I'm just wondering what your opinion may be on that, Heidi.
Well, the number one thing that people, that when they send me their stories and they're describing what it is that they're experiencing, they ask, you know, who is he? And then the next sentence they say, it's the devil, isn't it? He's the devil. And so many times, more often than not, this is what people are writing me and what their gut is telling them, what's standing before them. Now, to say with 100% certainty, I surely can't say that, but I could tell you that research is ongoing, and if any of your listeners has any stories or even heard of some of the stories of concerning this Hat Man, I would love for people to visit my website at shadows.ufo2.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or to email me at Heidi@UFO and the number 2 and the letter U.com. So I'm just taking in the stories, trying to, solve the mystery, see what's going on out there. And one of your listeners put on your website asking, is this happening in one area more than another?
Yeah.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. It's widespread. I've gotten letters from Australia to Britain. I mean, it's just going on and on and on all over the world. So
it's pretty
interesting.
So he's obviously getting around.
He's getting around.
Yeah.
He has an invisible jet.
He has an invisible jet.
Yes, an invisible jet. unlimited fly time. Yes.
But, you know, there's another topic I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Sure, yeah.
This okay, is actually, this is a sad topic for
well,
me.
This is kind of sad, yeah. But at the same time, it's kind of a real
it's
thing.
It's so important to talk about. So, yeah.
Yeah, Heidi, the floor is yours on this. We're shutting up. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I mean, the last time I think I was on your program, I was talking about cancellation of the show that I was on called X-Ops that was supposed to be released on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And it was a group of investigators with a lot of different expertise, mine being shadow people and all that lovely stuff. And we had, you know, the UFO investigators, the ghost investigators, and psychics. And it was a cool combo. And then all of a sudden, you know, the rug got pulled out from under us without really much of an explanation. And then lo and behold, not too long after that, Sci-Fi Channel put out Sci-Fi Investigates with everybody loves Rob Mariano from Survivor and Richard Nolan and couple of other folks on the archaeologist, CSI investigator, and I found out not too long ago that that show got canceled and is going to be replaced by a show called Destination Truth, and it's 6 episodes. And once again, though, this is not a person that's going to be hosting the show. His name is Josh Gates. He's going to be essentially, he's a host that's going to go to different destinations around the world that has some kind of supernatural or mysterious story attached to it, and just kind
doesn't
of looking
the,
into it.
Doesn't the Travel Channel have like 14 of those shows? I'm just
yeah,
curious.
Right.
I
but those don't
right,
have
question,
a regular production schedule.
Well, the thing
that, you know,
here's concerning the TV media. With the paranormal.
Well, it's becoming frustrating to me,
well,
if you ask me.
Exactly.
We lost Proof
right.
Positive.
Like,
Proof Positive was a fantastic format.
It was a great show.
We
right.
lost that within like right after the first season.
Yeah.
X-Ops never even happened, you know, media-wise.
Yeah, I mean, we jumped all over that with you, Heidi, going,
Sci-Fi
okay, what's going on here?
Sci-Fi Investigates was, you know, it was interesting. I saw people talking about it,
yeah.
so at least they had some stuff, but I do indeed wonder, you know, why, what's going on with the media? I mean, look at the enormous success of Ghost Hunters. It's such a simple, easy little concept.
Yeah, yeah.
You take some ghost hunters and you follow them around to some ghosty places.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's simple. What's with all this? Okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
Well, here's the thing.
We're going to get a media personality involved. We're going to get this personality involved. We're going to get this personality
involved.
Well,
we've talked about this. What is it? What's the name? I don't even know these names of these shows because I can care less about half of them, honestly. I'm not going to hold back. Half of these shows, people are like, oh, because I talk to people all the time. We talk to people all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so you see that show on the, you know, on the Spanish channel, the haunted, you know, the haunted sheet. I mean, I don't want to leave it alone, but it's like, I'm like, no, I haven't seen the show. Just because I do a paranormal talk show does not mean I sit around on TV all day long waiting for the next station. The thing that's really kind of gotten frustrating, and we're the first ones to say this, so we're going to probably sound like hypocrites saying this, but it's like, we support anybody who's out there trying to do something. The independent talk shows, the people doing their own independent DVDs, the people doing, you know, with their own group, going out there, trying to spread information on the internet, doing whatever it is. But what I've seen over the last couple of years has been, and I'm going to piss a million people off saying this, but when Court TV has a paranormal talk show, there's something wrong here, man. There's something wrong here, I think. Was it Haunting Evidence?
Haunting Evidence.
I'm sure they're not going to... I think I've heard the names of the hosts, and they're wonderful people, so I hope they don't hate me, which they probably will. But when Court TV grabs that hold, and all these stations are lining up on, here's the next big thing, paranormal, and they're going to exploit and suck and kick and kill the whole thing that we're doing here until people are going to be like, I'm so sick of looking at this stuff now, I don't want to look at it anymore. That's with TV, okay?
Well, I don't think I can get sick of it.
I'm not.
That's going to be very difficult because
I love the paranormal. We both know that. We both love the paranormal.
Whether or not I like a particular show is my own thing. But what because you've got to have. I noticed that, for example, one of the things, tips of advice or whatever that people give people who are opening up little shops. If you're going to open a boutique. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have these plans in your head. I'm going to get only the best. I'm going to put the things that are really cool, the things that are the most fashionable, the things that are everybody wants. The problem is not everybody wants that. people sometimes want mediocrity, or they're attracted to the lower end, you know, ranges of things. So you've got to have a wide variety of things in your boutique. Mm-hmm. Same thing with TV. You've got to have a wide variety of different formats. Ghostly Talk itself is not for everybody.
No, it isn't.
We've gotten the hate mail.
Oh, we've gotten the hate mail.
So it's like, you know, okay, so Ghostly Talk isn't for you. This is what I answer every single time. Ghostly Talk isn't for you. Find a podcast or an outlet that is.
Maybe.
Please keep thinking about the paranormal. Keep looking. Keep, make it a part of your life. Talk about it at parties, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it up, because this is, it's coming to, you know, some kind of
popularity. I love the media attention.
I
think it's great. I'm glad to see the number one, no matter what, whether I like the show or not, whether I think it's ridiculous, whatever station it's on or not, the bottom line here is, maybe that show is going to get a few people thinking about what we're doing out here. I think that's fantastic. I just think it's kind of funny.
I think it's kind of hilarious
how the very large music station that don't play music anymore, they have a couple of their own shows now with Wee Man from Jackass, and then this washed up star over here, and then this washed up star, and they put them in a haunted place, and they put a camera in their butt, and they walk around in the woods. Okay, great. And I've seen it.
I've seen these too.
I'm over it.
Well, I'm over the failed formats.
I'm over the
successful format. I love Ghost Hunters. That's been on.
Great show. They're the guys.
Such a simple format. Heidi, what's missing? Why are they attempting all these bizarre formats?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say. You know, for those of us that are in it, we know what people are asking, what they're wanting to see, because we're those people. What we want to see. And I want to see real people that really are into this, that have dedicated their lives to this, you know, like us guys, you know, it's like we're all into this because it's important to us. We put our money and our mouth and everything to it, our reputation, everything on the line you know, what we believe to be the truth out there. And I think that needs to be seen and shown, you know. We've got Ghost Hunters. You know, those are two real guys, but what about the rest of us that, you know, they're reaching, the media's reaching to try to tap into something, but they're kind of missing the boat. I'm waiting for the Ghostly Talk show to hit the airwaves there.
That is not something you'd want to see.
That's coming to you on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Cool. If you get the gig, I'm on. Okay.
Yeah, Comedy Central doesn't have their own paranormal show. Why not?
I'll just email them tomorrow.
Why not?
What's interesting though, Heidi, is,
and that is not my comments were not an attack. I won't even say the word attack.
Well,
it wasn't
pointed
at the shows themselves. It's each station. It's so funny because
not just the station. They took this successful program, right? Actually, there's a series of successful programs. There's Sightings, remarkably successful back in its day.
Yeah.
What's the one with ding 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 ding? He knew that Robert
National
Stacko.
Geographic. What?
Yeah. No, that's
God.
What's that hideous?
Strange news they had.
Robert Stack. He was looking for children or something. Who's the guy whose kid passed away, and then
you're talking about Unsolved Mysteries.
They had a great run of different paranormal things.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the penultimate was Ghost Hunters, because it's such a simple concept, and that's why it's successful. And there's really literally Ghost Hunters out there whose goal is just to get on TV. Which is kind of funny.
Well,
I would think that's from your ghost hunting, but
that's what I'm kind of getting at, though, with the whole thing, was just that, is that even though, and we've said it a million times before on the show, is that, you know, if you're going to get into this sort of thing and you're inspired by, you know, by the groups out there that do have their own shows, that is absolutely wonderful that you're inspired. But if your only goal is to become a paranormal investigator is to get your own show on whatever crap station there is
it ain't gonna
on cable,
happen.
don't make that as a goal, because most likely, I'm sorry.
Well, if you don't believe in yourself, it's never going to happen, Scott.
Well, yeah, you know what?
0.00001% of the people out there doing paranormal investigations have been on TV.
I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. Okay, I'm tired of hearing it.
But I'm telling you that I have to give Hollywood or wherever they're doing this, I have to give them a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're trying. At least they're thinking about the paranormal. What's happening, though, is they're taking something that should be so simple.
And they're trying to make it into something very complicated. Right?
Yes, they are.
You're right. You're right.
Yes, they are. And they're losing it. They're losing stuff in translation. I mean, it's...
Right.
I don't know
if there's anybody who knows about it, it's you, Heidi.
Were involved in one of these, and then it got
right.
Very last minute chop. Well, gee.
Oh, exactly. It's been over a dozen producers that have approached me at some point or another to possibly have a television show. And, I mean, I'm not in it to do a television show, but, you know, if I could help put the word out there or put a face to some of this stuff, cool. But, you know, again, you really can't put everything on that possibility that that's going to happen. You just got to keep doing what you enjoy doing and,
exactly.
You know, hope for the best. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been approached a ton of times, too. So mm-hmm.
All kinds of goofy stuff. We've turned a lot of it down because, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, this is going for anybody out there who has their own group, has their own show. We've got a little bit of experience in this thing now. We've got a little bit of experience. And the reason that Ghostly Talk is still doing what we're doing is because Doug and myself have never dealt with money. We've never turned this into a money. I'm serious. That is like the most – it'll kill – money is the root of all evil. If there's anything I've ever heard is true, it's that. Doug and I have never turned this into a money thing. We've always sat down when we've had our corporate meetings with the show and said – we've said, hey, what are we doing here? Where are we
going
to take this?
Are we
thing?
Going in the right direction?
Are we going in the right direction? And we always say it, but the question we always say for that is, are we enjoying what we're doing? Are people enjoying what we're doing? Are we getting emails still from people saying, hey, thanks for having that person on. Thanks for teaching me about that thing. Thanks for talking about that. I like to listen to you guys on Monday morning. You know, when I'm at work, it brightens my day up. That's why we do this thing. We don't do it because, well, the advertiser said we got to talk more about shillings this week or something like that. No, it don't work that way. And that's the reason we're still doing this show.
Right, and I like doing the radio format. A TV format would be fun as well.
Oh yeah,
but
who wants to see our ugly face?
But
on
what?
TV?
Yeah, that's
Let's
the
be
problem.
Honest here. Yeah,
we have. Yeah, I have a.
I don't
want to
see
radio.
Him now.
Right, sorry about that. We can put up a black screen
so close to
between us. But the thing is, we've decided we'll help people with their ventures. We went out with some folks just 3 or 4 months ago?
A couple months ago
to help with their venture.
With their pilot they're working on.
They're working on a pilot. We will assist
and
others.
And it was fun. We didn't want a deli tray. We didn't want a helicopter to pick us up and drop us off.
Only green M&M.
We said we want to come down here and enjoy it for the experience of the thing, for God's sake.
And we got to go to a really cool spot with some really cool, you know, places that we absolutely love. And we got to ghost hunt, and they got to follow us around with a camera. But that was it. I mean, we were attached to it as much as a ghost hunter would be attached to a place. You know,
yeah.
We're going to be like somewhere buried in the credits, and we love it there.
Yeah, it's
fine.
It's always fun doing that. And again, I mean, Heidi, you tell me this too. What are we doing all this stuff for? The hours of research, the hours we put into this show, for example. It's for, and this is what I've always thought, it's just for the experience of the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Bottom
right.
line.
And for the experience.
Just for the experience. We've done things with this show. We've been places with this show. You've done things in your career. You've been places in your career, Heidi.
You've been places in your career that Scott L. wants to
go. Oh, really bad. But the thing is you've experienced these things, and you have these stories to tell that are going to take you all the way to the end of your life, forever, actually.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody can take those experiences away from you. And,
okay.
And the things
somebody
that you
can take away your show.
A TV show, yeah.
If you put yourself in that position.
They can take away a sponsorship. They can take away, yeah. You're really hinging on something.
You put all your eggs in one basket, and you're down. That's the reason that, you know, and I'm proud of that with Doug and I, is that I'm very proud of that. And when people go, you know, every time we go somewhere, people are like, you know, so, you know, how do you guys travel and who pays for it? And we're like,
we do.
right. I hear you.
We have these things called jobs we go to during the day, and yeah, they suck. they're a pain in the butt. I don't like going to it, but it helps us to afford the lifestyle we want to live, and that's to do ghostly talk, period.
So what do you want to see in paranormal media, on, you know, popular paranormal media? What the what these channels all over the satellites will produce? What would you like to see in the next 1-2 years, Heidi?
You know, in all honesty, I mean, there are enough, you know, docudramas and documentaries about what happened, this, this, and that. I would love to see real people and also a younger generation of people being shown on these programs, you know, Generation X, Generation Y, whatever, you know, showing their interests and what their experiences are and what their interests are as far as the research is concerned. And I think that that's a key that a lot of these shows are missing. They're, I don't know who they're catering to because it's not always hitting the mark, but it seems that they have a widespread mark that they're trying to hit, and I'm not always getting what it is, but a lot of hit and miss going on out there.
Well, yeah, you can't please everybody. We all know that. Well, you said
right.
that before, Doug. I mean, you can't please everybody. Ghostly talk isn't for everybody. We know that for a fact.
Right.
But when there's that much of a population that doesn't like you, then, I mean, we'd have known by now if we were doing this show. We'd have known by now, like, okay, I think judging by the amount of email we get that says that has the phrase "you suck" in it over and over again, we know maybe we should find another hobby to pursue.
Right.
Right?
Let's quietly pursue our
thankfully
hobby.
We haven't gotten that, right? That's cool. But when you have a huge, you know, again, you have a huge population that says, I mean, for a huge station that's, you know, has this much dollars invested
then
in something,
they depend on
they
them.
Say,
yeah.
This isn't cutting it. Sorry, you got to go. Yeah, there's definitely something wrong there. And a lot of these shows are tanking now, you know, unfortunately. It's a sad fact. At the same time, though, I got to stick by my opinion. I think it's just hysterical. I'm watching all these. When I saw Court TV had their own show, I'm like, okay.
We have 1 minute left, Heidi.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you guys know, too, in the March issue of UFO Magazine, Jeremy Vaney, he did a big article on my research and everything that I'm doing. And also, my book, The Secret War, should be reissued in May or June of this year. So, new edition. So, yeah, got a lot of stuff going on as usual.
Awesome. Well, you're always busy, Heidi. That's why we love to have you on the show. It's like I was saying on the break, it's kind of a free time for us when we have you on the show, Heidi, because it's like, well, we know we're going to have a great time. No worry in there. We're good.
Yeah, it's always fun talking with you.
We love having you on, Heidi.
Don't forget, UFO, the number 2, the letter U. .com, UFOTU.com.
Definitely.
And there's a whole series of sites. So the Shadow Man was from what? It's not shadows.ufotu.com, is it?
Yeah, shadows.ufotu.com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's all right. So that's
the
where the hat man is, shadows.ufotu.com. And, of course, email Heidi your hat man things, your UFO questions, just everything. Heidi's there for you. That's what she does.
Heidi's always been there for you, and Heidi's always been here for us, too.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Heidi. Stay on the line. Don't leave us just yet.
Yes, don't leave us.
Thanks, Heidi.
No show next week. No show next week. Next week, I'm going to be in Decatur, Illinois.
And I'm going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So there's no ghostly talk. So everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. But we'll be back, of course, with guns a-blazing. Well, not real guns, but tasers a-blazing.
Oh, judging by this show, there might be real guns.
There might be by that time.
I could have a few.
I know.
The following week.
Well, yeah, we're going to be back.
That was my whole point.
And be sure to tune in to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Yeah, our buddies Sean and Nathan, dear friends of ours here. Good luck, guys. I hope you have as great of a time as we do doing this thing.
Excellent. And with that, we will see you in we'll see you 2 weeks from now. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Jarrett Stevens. Thanks the Mid-South, Memphis Mid-South Ghost Hunters. Robin Bellamy of Toronto, and of course our good friend Heidi Hollis. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Ghostly Talk, and I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Ghostly Talk.
about to listen to now, mate.
I need to go someplace where man can think.
More accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Hate the media, become the media.